Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and joining us for this week's program, the principal at Krause Elementary School, Courtney Mason, and welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Great to have you here, and boy, I tell you what, the school year's been flying by.
It's hard to believe that we are now in our six weeks of the school year.
And what's going on over at Krause?
We have lots of things, lots of activities, and lots of information for parents and kiddos alike. We will be having some testing going on that's important. Our STAR testing will take place May 9th and 10th. And most of you guys are familiar with this. It's the state-mandated assessment of how our kiddos have progressed from third grade to fourth grade and how they're doing on reading and math. So we have math that will be for our third and fourth graders, and that will be happening on May 9th. And we have reading that will be for our third and fourth graders, and that will be on May 10th. We have our generous PTO is sponsoring breakfast for all our testers, and we thank them for doing that. We all know that having a good night's sleep and a good, healthy breakfast is part of excellent testing conditions. So our PTO is helping us provide that for our third and fourth graders on both of those mornings.
All right, and I would imagine as the weather gets a little warmer and warmer, the kids get a little bit more rambunctious, I guess would be one way to put it.
Yes, sir.
What are some of the things that are kind of going on that are getting the kids involved as far as, you know, kind of them wanting to have fun as they get closer to summer?
Yes, sir. It's funny that you say that, and I'm not complaining about the recent rains, but when we have our kiddos inside and they don't get that little recess, extra time outside, it's a little stir crazy, but we're thankful for the rain. And yes, we do get the kiddos out when we can, when the sun's shining, and today's a beautiful day. So, we will have some exciting activities in May as far as end of year parties. We will have a field day for all of our kiddos K through four, and that's going to be over at the Cub Stadium. So we're super excited about our kiddos heading over there. We have various days that they will be participating in events that they have been practicing during PE. They've signed up for these. They've taken responsibility for working on specific events so that they can do well that day, and we're going to, you know, they're going to compete, and we're going to give them ribbons, and it'll be a fun day for teachers and students. We're going to have a little teacher competition going on as well. So we love to still have fun, even though we're oldie goldies, I guess we could say. We have several events for our fourth graders specifically. The local history day will be taking place on May 17th, and that's something that is in its third year, and our school district has worked very closely with the historical society and other folks in the community and in the district to allow our fourth graders to see all the awesome history that we have right here in Washington County. The kids take a tour of downtown Brenham and see and hear about the very beginnings of our community, the folks that were important in establishing Brenham. And so that's a fun day for our fourth graders. And we appreciate everybody that makes that happen. We're also having Ag Day for fourth grade. That's going to be on May the 11th. And that's obviously allows the kids to learn about agriculture that may not know that the milk doesn't come from the grocery store. And if they know that the milk is from the dairy and from the cow, which we do a pretty good job of that with our school kids, that it doesn't come out chocolate. And all those interesting facts that, unless you're, you know, involved in agriculture, have grown up outside of the city, been exposed to things like that, you may not know. And that's why we have Ag Day. The extension specialist in Washington County work together with our high school as well to expose kiddos to things like aquaculture, possible future careers in agriculture that our kids may not know about as well. The whole wildlife industry and how important that part of agriculture is, and to especially to Texas, and high fence information and counting deer tracks and all that good stuff. There's a lot of information that our kids are not aware of in how it relates to agriculture, and as we know, our world revolves around agriculture, so that's an important day for our kids as well. On May the 13th, our PTO will sponsor the 4th annual movie night. We will have popcorn and lemonade. It's a family affair, and this is the gift that PTO gives back to our kids. We have a big screen movie, and the kids are actually voting on what they're going to watch that night. So they choose, and then we invite our families to come out and watch. That's going to be May the 13th again at Krause Elementary, and it's going to begin at 6 p.m. So we love that night. It's fun. It's fun for our kids. And we'll have our annual fitness walk and fitness week. That's a district thing. That's going on May the 16th through the 19th, with our fitness walk culminating that week from 4 to 6 on the 19th at Cub Stadium. And that's a fun night too. I like to get out there and walk with the kids and strut our stuff, so to speak. The kids love seeing us as adults being active and participate and exercise. It's important to have that role and responsibility for our kids as well. So fitness walk again, May the 19th from 4 to 6. Field days will be happening the 18th, 19th, and 20th of May. As I said, we have various grade levels on different days. As far as district information, want to remind you about our pre-K and kindergarten registration. That's going to be held over at Alton Elementary. And those dates are posted on the Brenham ISD website. Again, it's important that you register early so we can have our kiddos ready to go the first day of school. And all three elementaries are excited about the process of this registration and knowing which kids we can expect and prepare for as we start the new school year.
All right. Sounds like a ton of stuff going on, and it sounds like they're keeping you pretty active over there.
Yes, sir. We are. We are.
All right. Anything else we need to touch on here?
I just want to finalize with our core value. This 6 weeks we're talking about friendship. We have talked about a lot of big ideas, so to speak, such as hope and commitment and those kinds of things. We know those are big words and big ideas for even our pre-Kers, but we talk about it every day because we know that teaching these ideas is important, and just as important as our academic side in the district. So we're talking about friendship, and that means spending time with someone you trust and enjoy. And actually, our core value assembly will be held this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and we will be finalizing and finishing up the school year with some information about friends and helping out to be sure our kiddos are aware of friendship and how important it is to be a friend. Even if someone may not have a friend, you can be their friend. So we look forward to the core value assembly at 2 o'clock. And we also have some new core values that we're going to roll out for the next school year. We're already planning that process, but we feel strongly about the information that the core value gives and instills in our children. We hear our kids talking about our big three, which means treat others right, make smart decisions, and maximize our potential. And at Krause Elementary and Brenham ISD, that's what we're trying to do every day.
All right. And probably important for the kids to realize that the term friend and friendship is more than just something on Facebook.
Yes, sir. It's much bigger than that. And we hope that they learn that at Krause and at Brenham.
All right. And anything else we need to touch on?
Nope. We are very fortunate to have the school district that we have. We're creating the leaders of tomorrow.
All right. Courtney, thanks an awful lot for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
And joining us here this morning on the BISD Roundtable, Courtney Mason, principal at Krause Elementary. And we will see you again next week right here on the BISD Roundtable on KWHI.